Hello!
Welcome to Movie Banter.
I'm Paul Granter.
I'm John Sands.
I'm Jennifer Masters.
Jenny's laughing. We haven't even made any jokes yet. Said anything funny whatsoever.
I'm just worried if there was a long enough pause between what we just discussed and the beginning.
Did we just discuss?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I think it's
something to do with Jen being a chronic alcoholic.
that's what it was. It was that, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. I might keep it in then.
No, that's all right. I don't think that got recorded. So it's a good thing we're talking about it now.
Yeah, you are.
It's fine. She's not really.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Ignore the clinking.
We're still away on our summer vacation. Yes. Jen's off drinking.
Well, Jen can't come on holiday because Jen wasn't allowed on the plane due to being drunk.
She's slumped in a ditch somewhere.
As per usual.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so, Paul and I are up at the Edinburgh Festival, indeed. Also doing a lot of drinking. Almost certainly.
We could, not more than I will be.
I don't think that's possible. Anyway.
Sorry, we'll be up there and you can just be at home on your own, drinking from a vodka bottle.
Yeah. As usual.
Just swigging the mess.
Swigging straight from, the bottle in a bath of your own effluent.
It's like a very wrong Flake advert.
Do you mind? You're painting these images.
Just giving the listeners what they want.
Really?
You haven't
seen the emails that we've had. Anyway.
I was just thinking the last two episodes, we haven't bullied Jen at all.
Well, yeah, it's
just, I'd make up for
now
it
we're
in
just,
one
now
sentence.
We're just unloading, now we're just unloading a bath full of effluent
on
you.
Sorry. Let's do a podcast about some upcoming releases. That's wrong.
Oh, Jen's frowning. About summer...
Film releases.
Incoming summer films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What's that joke about George Michael's latest release? Anyway.
Sorry. Pick a film, John.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, this is last week. We mainly covered the A-Team and then also the Expendables. Action heavy. But now just taking a look at films coming out of the next month or so. In the UK anyway, and I think US. They're all, actually, one or two have been out in the US already.
And then we'll be back in September.
Yeah.
With our thoughts on many of these, because we've seen them.
Yeah, we've seen them. Or Scott Pilgrim, we will, actually.
We will, because we're going to preview them.
Yeah. And other noises. Which, might as well start with Scott Pilgrim, actually, as we're on it.
Versus the World.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim, which is based on a comic book. Mm. I think it was a series of six, and the sixth one has just come out, but was being written while the film was being made, so they're kind of quite close, but then diverge at the end.
Okay.
Because they couldn't really base it on the comic, because it didn't exist yet. But it's directed by Edgar Wright, who famous from Spaced and Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
It looks very silly but unique. It's very computer game based.
The trailer looks fun.
Yeah,
and it was also when it got to the point of the evil exes, I just thought, I wish I'd thought of that. It's brilliant.
Yes,
and they just deal with it in such a normal way. They don't sort of go. This is a bit weird.
Mm.
They sort of just go, oh, yeah, you have to...
defeat my seven evil exes
before
we can date.
Fair enough, I'll do that. And then it becomes a computer game.
Yes.
It's odd.
And then you get, I can't remember his name now, Chris Evans, who's one of them, not the UK DJ, but actor. When he sort of just punches Scott Pilgrim in the face and then swings him around by his feet and hurls him into a cathedral, 20 feet away. And he's like, that's obviously not real, but it's a computer game, and so the whole thing is in that style. Yeah. It just looks quite interesting and very Edgar Wrighty as well.
And Simon Pegg isn't in it, I presume.
No, he's not actually. No, or nor is Nick Frost. Yeah. I think they were filming Paul.
Edgar Wright makes good films.
Yes.
So I'm just looking forward to that. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think so. And so Michael Cera playing, I think, Michael Cera again, but maybe slightly different.
For maybe the last time.
Well,
come on,
we'll
grow
see.
Up a bit.
No, but you say but a lot of actors just always play the same part. It's just a shame that Michael Cera is quite identifiable.
His is always exactly the same part.
Well, yes. No, true. But we shall see. We're going slightly more. We've got Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
Which is...
Nicolas
the
Cage, isn't it?
Yes, Nicolas Cage. And I can't remember the guy who did the voice of the main character in How to Train Your Dragon. Jay Baruchel.
Good work.
Weird.
Oh. Well done.
Yeah. Weird.
Is that a name or just a series of sounds?
No, I think it's both.
No, he was... What was it he just did?
He was in... She's Too Good For Me. Oh, She's Actually Good League.
Out of the League, yes. And it was that voice just going... Oh,
yeah, it's a slightly sort of nasally voice. And the trailer for Sorcerer's Apprentice, it looked kind of interesting.
It
kind of over the top.
It?
But the film itself is meant to be not very good, it's not done well at the box office at all.
It's not for us, is it really? It's for kids.
I think it's slightly more kiddie. Yeah. It looks quite big and explosion-y, but I'm being put off by the bad reviews. But we'll see.
A film that's seemed to be for nobody is The Last Airbender.
Yeah, well,
it's been critically.
It should have been for fans of the TV show, which I never watched. It was a cartoon which ran, I think, for several series. Yeah, which is called something like Avatar: The Last Airbender. And they couldn't call it Avatar, so they just called it The Last Airbender.
It's an awful title.
The Last Airbender.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's slightly odd.
The penultimate airbender? Yeah.
But I mean, because I know...
How many airbenders are there? I mean, there's not really
The only one now.
Well, exactly.
Considering a cat, all the airbenders kicking around, they'll get killed by swinging cats. Yeah. No, I mean, because I don't know the TV show at all, but apparently the cartoon was very popular, had a very loyal fan base. It was... Yeah, there was some sort of, you know, mystical element controlling thing to it. But, yeah, fans really loved it and wanted the film to be good. And apparently it just isn't. It's M. Night Shyamalan
making... I really want to like his films. I like The Sixth Sense, and I quite liked Unbreakable, and I quite like The Village more than most people.
Again, someone's charted... I mean, someone's charted the average review score, or maybe box office taking, they might be in sync, of his films, starting at The Sixth Sense with, like, you know, 90% positive reviews. And then there's a bit of wobble, but there's a definite downward trending line. And if this continues with The Last Airbender, which has got about 5% positive reviews, his next film will have a negative number of positive reviews, which will be interesting.
Because Lady in the Water was...
That was meant to be him trying to start a new mythology, and then it was awful.
And it's because the show's such promise. I like these films. I like this idea there's a twist in the tale sort of thing, and I really like those films. But I think it's actually the film equivalent of... I think it's Enigma, the French music band, you know, Gregorian trance, whatever they call it. In that, I think statistically, each of their albums has sold almost exactly half what the previous one did.
Right.
Which means that in about 10 albums' time, it's going to sell to one person. So it's not doing well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it looks pretty shocking.
Yeah, and apparently it is. I mean, fans are upset because I don't know the what race the main characters are meant to be in the TV show, but they were whatever race they were. Everyone was a distinct ethnicity. And all the main characters in all the actors are basically all white, and just sort of cast white people playing different mixed roles, and so that upset people. And the plot, I think the plot is meant to follow something like the first series, but boiled down, and a lot happens apparently in the first series, and it's all boiled down but done badly, and just loses everyone, and the effects are soulless, and it's just meant to be a horrible, awful mess. Maybe avoid that one.
Maybe not. But there's Salt we've got as well.
It's a documentary all about the chemicals in ozone.
The poster's great because it just says, "Who is Salt?" And under that says, "Angelina Jolie." I was wondering for a brief...
I don't need to see the film anymore.
Brief half a second.
Who is Kaiser Soze? But yeah. And this was meant to be Tom Cruise originally, before he then ditched it to do Night and Day.
Yeah, which is out at some point this summer as well.
I think that's out beginning of August.
Okay.
Yeah, which I kind of want to go and see. Again,
Tom
it's meant
Cruise
to be not brilliant.
Replaced by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
odd,
slightly
isn't it?
Weird. Although Katie Holmes isn't. No, anyway. sorry, I'll back with you in a sec. So Salt is a more serious sort of spy espionage thriller thing with Angelina Jolie on the run from people going after her. And it's meant to be really quite good. I think it's got maybe some slightly mixed reviews, but Roger Ebert gave it 4 out of 4 and said I think he said something like it does. All of the things that bad films do that he hates, this film does, and he really likes. Mm. I think because if you get car chases and standoffs and they're like in a bad film, you just think, oh, it's a cliche and I don't care. If it's in a good film, then you think, I do care. Mm. You know, it doesn't matter that I've seen a car chase before. It's a good car chase. I care what happens to these people. Mm. And so you're involved in it. And so, yeah, it's apparently it's very much a sort of action-y espionage genre film, but a very good example of it.
And does Salt go after slugs and red wine stains and other...
Yeah, and then causes heart disease in everyone she touches.
Oh, dear. That would be really rubbish.
Icy roads.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the title. It's just, Salt, it's a new surname, but it's just a...
But it's... I've never heard of a film like that, you know, so it's definitely unique, isn't it?
Well, true. But, yeah, it's just... I suppose lots of other titles might have just come off a bit cliché.
Sodium chloride.
NaCl.
Pepper.
NaCl.
My name is NaCl.
It's NaCl. Sodium chloride. I think it's sodium chloride.
I think it is.
I don't know. Chemistry from school reappearing from 20 years ago.
Salt is a thing you might want to have at a dinner for schmucks.
Well done. Tenuous.
Salt, anyone? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is based on a French film, which you've seen.
Yeah. Le Dîner de Con, which is a bit ruder than Dinner for Schmucks.
Fair enough.
I don't know if we can say that.
I don't think, like, what? Well, say con? I just did.
It's not like he said. Anyway. and this apparently, again, based on reviews talking about the French film, apparently the French film is quite mean. on some level. It sort of pokes fun more directly at the people. So look at these idiots. Yeah. As in you, the audience, are encouraged to find them ridiculous.
It's meant to be. I mean, it played like a farce, really. Like just a typical stage farce. Lots of, an idiot, and then bad stuff happens. And then it's all set in a flat, and it's all... I kind of was just watching going, yeah, but it looks like you've filmed a play, really, rather than...
Yeah, okay. Else.
But apparently it's very, very popular.
I think this is meant to be... I think this is meant to be slightly lighter, or not as nasty, but also because it's Steve Carell being sort of the main idiot who gets invited to dinner, and he's completely unaware of his own idiocy. He's incredibly naive and sweet and innocent and nice, and so when people are poking fun at him, he doesn't really appreciate they're poking fun at him because he doesn't see why they would.
Yeah.
And so that makes it slightly lighter. With Paul Rudd being the guy who invites him to dinner, or invites him as his guest to a dinner. But he's only doing it because his boss is doing the dinner and encourages everyone to come. So Paul Rudd is trying to impress his boss, and he's not really mean-spirited, so he's not very nasty either. He's just doing it because he has to. And his boss is actually unpleasant and wants to laugh at these people, but there's several degrees of separation down the chain. And so you're more thinking, oh, isn't the boss awful? Hey, these people are nice. Yeah. So you end up not as mean-spirited.
Yeah. That's probably for the best.
But yeah, it's apparently quite interesting. The trailer was I wasn't entirely won over by it.
I haven't seen the trailer.
But yeah, I'll give it a go. Yeah, good luck.
Speaking of unpleasant and nasty.
Yeah, yes. Jen. Oh, sorry, look like I'd smacked you.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Jen has this son...
with words now.
Jen has, if you can't see it, obviously you can't see it at home, we haven't got the webcam activated, but Jen's in the middle of us looking quite uncomfortable. Speaking of which...
The human centipede.
Tell me a bit more. I think I've...
No, don't tell us more. Paul told us both about this film while we were having lunch together.
Sorry about this. It is one of these... I'm loath to actually say what happens in that... Your life may be better if you don't know what it's about.
Well, that's true, yeah.
If you're listening to this, I'll tell you what, should we just give you 10 seconds if you want to fast forward, you can.
Yeah.
Just fast forward 30 seconds.
Yeah, not even 30 seconds. Of course seconds. They're
going to
listen.
Well, but there's some people are maybe of a sensitive disposition. Some people listen to this when they're running or something. Quickly pull over, slowly, you just slow down now, and in about 15 seconds we'll tell you what it's about.
It's not like driving, Paul. You can run while you can just...
You can just stop. Then you're going to get a pocket, and then, so otherwise people go, no, don't tell me, I've heard it.
Yeah, just cover your ears or something. Yeah.
So what it's about is a crazy German scientist who decides that he's going to do an experiment where he... glues three people together.
I think sews three people
together. That's right.
Because gluing would be too much.
From one end to the other end.
Yes.
So you've got one person who can breathe normally, and then one person who's attached via the mouth to the first person in a place you don't really want to be.
By the mouth?
Yeah.
The mouth.
It's all... If you think,
and then a back person.
You know the human being is basically just a tube.
So the middle person can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, they can breathe. Got a nose. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh.
Be lucky them.
It's okay, I can still smell.
Yeah, but, yes. Right, yeah, well, that's the description
anyway,
over.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
My mind is just boggling.
Have you not seen the trailer or photos of it?
No.
I watched the trailer. I wish I hadn't. I don't know what I was thinking.
Can we take a pause and look?
No, not really.
You can look after.
Yeah, you look after. Because otherwise it'll be like the videos of people watching Two Girls, One Cup and just the reaction of Jen just going, imagine that, but anyway. It's like that, but a film of it.
I'm curious to know, because it's got quite a bit of press, and it's either going to... I mean, it deserves to be a straight-to-DVD sort of...
Well, you say that. I mean, it could be a really good horror film.
Well, the thing is, it's got so much press that I reckon it might do quite well.
Well, yeah.
Don't they just die?
Probably.
No, eventually, I think. I don't know how they get free. I'm loath to say this is unpleasant as well. Yeah, again, for the next 10 seconds, cover your ears. But just for those with a dark sense of humour, I want to make the point that Paul made when he first told us, which is just saying, what happens if the guy at the back throws up?
Did I say that?
You said that. See, Jen's laughing. See, Jen, you're saying that's awful, and yet you're laughing.
It's a nervous reaction.
But yeah, that made me laugh because I have a very dark sense of humour. But yeah, it's just there is no good outcome to this thing.
The one in the middle gets gastric flu.
Oh, that's worse. That's much worse. I think a vomit enema is better. Anyway,
should we move on?
Yeah,
Piranha 3D.
Yeah. Anyway, watch the trailer. I think for the Saw hostile lovers.
The trailer.
No, but if you're at all curious, then seek help.
I just don't want people who obey our every instruction going, oh, I don't want to, but you told me I have to.
Well, people are going to, or send us money. There you go, that's another people who obey his instruction. Yeah. Give us your house.
Piranha, it just looks like a film about a lot of stupid people.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw. Yeah, we had the trailer just before Inception at the Mother and Baby screening. And again, what? You sort of, all these piranhas, and there's like babies or anything. It feels a bit weird watching something like this in front of this. And it looked quite fun, actually.
I know, I thought that, actually. I thought it looks like it could be Tremors-esque. That's always, Tremors is always the benchmark for me, for your horror-y B-movie. Mm. And it looks like it could possibly tick those boxes.
It looks kind of like it's deliberately bad, in a way. That
cheap CGI
piranhas. We're all going in the water type thing.
Yeah, no one's getting out. Everyone's just being...
You know, please get out of the water.
No, we're not going to.
We want to die.
Yeah, and we deserve to die.
Yeah, so it could be silly but fun horror. Yeah. So, and then we haven't had one of those for a little while, exactly. It could work.
Yeah, give that a go.
And also, The Girl Who Played With Fire, which is the sequel to...
Stieg Larsson.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
Because it is a trilogy. Yeah, the original Vermeer. Very good. And then this. I know nothing about it beyond the trailer.
No. Nothing like Vermeer. No.
I know nothing about this beyond the trailer, where it seems to be just from caption, she's framed for murder, and then they have to work together again and see what happens. But I was amused in the trailer. Well, because there's no real plot spelled out in the trailer, but I was amused in the trailer because... It looks, action and car chase and stabbings and shootings and, captions come up saying she is framed, he must help her. Go. And so you don't really know necessarily what's going on. But there's no dialogue in the trailer, which I only realised about the second time watching through. And then remembered, of course, it's a Swedish film.
Exactly.
So all the dialogue's in Swedish, hence subtitled, and people, broadly speaking, or lots of people, don't go and see films with subtitles.
Yeah. Mm.
So this trailer clearly is just going to not mention that it's a Swedish film.
And then
you'll get people who will go in and see it, and then you'll get a proportion of those who are idiots who can't read, who will go, oh, subtitle, oh, no, it's such a brilliant film, but no, I must leave the cinema.
The recent one, Heartbreaker, a French rom-com, and I heard some good things about it, and in fact, I got invited to a preview of it, and I thought, I don't know anything about this, I'll look at the trailer, and you're watching those, once every summer, a love affair comes along, and all these words appear, and a voiceover, I think, is on it as well. And, the only bit you're going, no one's said anything, is it? Is it a film for mutes? Ah, I see.
Hang on.
And they have the brief, half-second, just a quick one frame of the credits of who's in it, and you go, they're all French names, they're all see what they've done here.
You devious people. And that's the thing, and I have no problem with seeing foreign film, but I kind of like the fact that they make trailers like that, because... It means that anyone who would see it, it's foreign, I won't go and see it, might then get suckered into going and seeing it, and then only a tiny proportion of those people will then walk out. And those people are idiots. Oh, if nothing else, just do basic research into a film before you go and see it.
Well, don't they normally say, when you're buying, subtitle?
I don't know, actually.
Some do.
Maybe.
Some do.
But the number of people that's going off slight tangent.
I mean, I'm dyslexic, yes. Reading is... I mean, I can read, so I'm not completely unable. But I would not have a problem with going to see a subtitled film. It's the film that's the main important thing.
I found it depends on the nationality, actually. That actually, French films, because the French speak quite fast, so you don't get long to read it.
No, that's true.
German films... they take forever. Yeah. You get ages. It's actually bizarre. Even just the language difference makes it more like watching a English language film, watching a German film, because you've read it and they're still talking, so you've got a minute to look at what's going on. French film, like Dîner de Cons, I was just kept on reading. And I go, hang on, I haven't seen. Oh, so someone walked in. I couldn't tell because I was reading the thing.
Hang on, right? Yeah.
So it's a bit.
I think Swedish is probably somewhere between the two. I think I keep wanting to say Girl with the Pearl Earring. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Wasn't quite followable.
But I think there's actually quite a lot of sections in the film where there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
No,
because
that's true.
She's quite a loner character.
Anyway, so that's almost certainly going to be worth going to see. And also the remake, of course, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is in the offing.
I haven't seen any.
I think David Fincher is directing it.
And another remake of a modern film.
Not really. Well, no, the American version of a Swedish film. No, that often happens. Let Me In and Let the Right One In. Yeah. Which, the trailer for Let Me In actually looks quite good.
But Death at a Funeral and all these other...
That's slightly weirder.
That was translated
from English
language.
English language, but the American version, directed by David Fincher, and it's going to be Daniel Craig as the main guy, and they're still trying to find Lisbeth Salander. What do you mean,
The film is fine. It doesn't need a
remake. No, but the thing is, the point that Chris Rock made about Death at a Funeral made sense to me, and I'd never quite thought about it in those terms. Basically, I mean, I'm sure he's doing it largely for money to some degree, but also saying it's a good film, not many people saw it. Make it an American film, then people, America will go and see it. It's not the way the world should work, but it's how the world works.
Michael Haneke, I think he's German or might be Austrian, actually. He did Funny Games in the German language, and then he remade it a year later himself in English language for America.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a remake.
And he did that himself, so it wasn't, even though he could have thought, well, no, my version is perfect, why should anyone change it? He thought, actually, well, partly because in that film he wanted to make the point that violence in film is taken for granted, and he made it for an American audience, and of course no one watched it because it's in subtitles, so he made it again.
Yeah, hammer the point home. Exactly. Yes, it isn't how the world should work, but if you make a film, if you make a film for an English or for an English speaking audience, then you can put it in cinemas and everyone will see it. So. Mm.
Fair enough.
Such is life. And if it's done well, I have no problem with it, really.
It's certainly, if you don't speak English, then subtitles have been appearing on your iPod. You just haven't been looking, have you?
Yeah, but now they won't know that, because they won't understand that either.
That's a very good point.
So read the subtitles, and then that'll tell you.
Exactly. Okay. Well, even though, shall we? Yeah. We shall cease our ramblings.
Yes.
And we'll see you probably in a week, maybe in two.
We've not disappeared, we're just
back
away.
Early September with more up-to-the-minute topical podcasting.
Proper reviews and normal service will be resumed.
Bring it on.
But in the meantime, have a good time.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye.